Next item, please. Don't go far.
Item 734, authorized 10 subrecipient contracts totaling $3,386,865 for services in support of providing affordable housing.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Kirk Krieger, Housing Director. These are legacy relationships that we have with a variety of nonprofit providers. They are extended for an additional year. And Kim McCarty is here to answer any particular questions you might have about any specific vendors or service providers.
So if I could, just for the record, I'd like to read in the organizations that are our partners here. From time to time, people wonder, do we actually work with or reach out to communities of color or underserved populations? The contracts here are related to NAIA, the Portland Community Reinvestment Initiative, PCRI, the Community Energy Product, Unlimited Choices, Inc., which works on disability access issues, REACH Community Development Corporation, which focuses on low-income elderly and disabled homeowners, the Latino Network, the Community Alliance of Tenants, Legal Aid Services of Oregon, Impact Northwest. So these are all very good, strong partners for us, and they work predominantly in communities that are traditionally viewed as underserved in these areas. I'm really proud of the fact that the city continues to take a leadership role working with these community partners. Any further questions, colleagues? Any public testimony?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you for taking the time to read that, Mayor. It's important for people to know the kinds of things and the good things that is being done with taxpayers' money. Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next up.